sewage heroes operating the machines. Welcome to the first episode of The Road to IFART, Intel Federation of Advanced Recycling Tech. You might have heard it in the previous episode in case you listened to the episode with Sandra that we recorded, that we are now commencing our new venture. Today is the first episode, Daniel, of Road to IFART.
Yes, I am completely excited.
We're sitting next to each other, one must say. Currently, we're sitting together in Magdeburg. Sasha has not succeeded in managing it up to this point. However, we are currently sitting here, recording this, and commencing the initial episode of our Road to eDrive. Daniel, what's the road to eDrive? Sasha, what's the way?
Greetings to all individuals. Undoubtedly, Rotteufert holds great significance as the agenda item where we are contemplating on how to effectively highlight the fact that the trade fair dedicated to the sewage industry will be taking place in the near future. So globally, the name is certainly popular, and naturally we have numerous subjects that will also be showcased at the IFA and that are incorporated in the program. And we accompany these individual program points with a podcast episode, aiming to make the listeners curious, encouraging them to first visit the IFA and familiarize themselves with the program. We support them in questioning the program, gathering information, so that they can then specifically visit individual stands or information events at the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology and around the fair.
So you can eagerly anticipate a fresh new episode of the Sewage Talk podcast on a weekly basis starting from this moment onwards. Our goal is to, and I hope we can accomplish it, publish a new episode every Tuesday morning. IFAD Topics, special guest Matthias Gleich, brought in soon for discussions we will hear from.
He is already grinning, wearing a wide smile on his face.
He is already in the process. We will inform ourselves. What will you be listening to there? Naturally, we will also editorially look into the past of IFAD, so we want to interview Manfred Fischer. We will listen to various people from the DWA. Svetlana will probably visit us during the podcast. She has previously been here, for those who have previously listened to us, and we will discuss the subjects that are currently impacting the sewage industry.
Yes, so maybe summarized again. There is plenty of content on the way to the electric drive, before the electric drive, for the electric drive. And you know, content is... King. Correct. Speaking of the king, let's bring the king back into the picture. The king of eDrive. The monarch we were just discussing, who holds the title of the king of eDrive. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Yes, thanks a lot. I truly hope that you can hear me and long for me just as much as I long for you. I am excited. Thank you so much for the extremely kind and nice introduction. It is going to be a truly beautiful and intense year. I am presently seated here in Munich, unfortunately not witnessing any snowfall outside the window pane. We have much to do here now, so not much thought given to skiers or anything. I'm glad to be with you. And as you've just mentioned, we have a lot planned, and it's fantastic that you're accompanying us and that we're looking at the IFAS together and that we really have many beautiful shared stories to tell before and during the IFAS.
Yes. For me, the question is, Philip, I think you've been at the trade fair for sewage tech. The quality back then wasn't that good on site. That's why it's important again. Imagine, who are you? What are you presently doing? And how did you end up in the position you are currently in?
Yeah, connect it like this. I'm the project manager of the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology, part of the IFAD team since 2012. After the IFAD 2018 conference, I then took on the position of project manager. Alongside my team, which currently comprises 12 individuals, we made preparations for the upcoming IFAD event. Every 2 years, we have the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology here in Munich. We also met each other, were able to visit you at the fairground, and conducted a very exciting podcast interview. But one can also see that you have evolved, the technology has improved, much more professional, that already looks very national, and you can see that you have also taken a leap forward with us.
What were your previous activities prior to the IFAD? So, observe, you are still comparatively youthful. Would you like to reveal your age? I am currently 33 years old.
Need to reverse calculate, you didn't come directly from school to the fair for environmental technologies. You haven't encountered...
I'm basically an IFAD child, a trade fair child. I actually did my training right here at the Munich Trade Fair. I then pursued part-time studies, also focusing on event management and trade fair management. That was a blast. I've also seen the growth of the International Trade Fair for sewage technology. I have a vivid memory of when I first began my journey at the fair, way back in the year 2012. Of course, there were also many exciting trade fairs here at the location. The IFAD, as everyone knows, the Waste Fair and all, yes, also important and good. By now, we can see the significance of this, and it is really nice to see how much importance our and your topics have gained. That also makes us a little proud, and I believe there have been really numerous developments witnessed. I like it, that's why I have been here for such a long time. I never thought I would remain at the fair for such a long time, and now I have the opportunity to organize the fair here in Munich every 2 years with my team.
I must share insider knowledge now, as the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology occurs biennially, and you've projected your career span to be 12 years. You've done 6 trade fairs.
That is the way it is. When I commenced my training in the year 2010, I was already granted permission to transport glasses and beverages for a multitude of VIPs through a variety of exhibition booths and areas as a host, fulfilling my role with utmost professionalism and diligence. Even as early as the year 2010, I have previously experienced that particular situation before in my life.
What is the largest VIP of VIPs, where you say what is the biggest VIP that comes to mind, whom you once served a drink?
Well, when you have someone as a guest, it is important to ensure that everyone feels like they are thin and comfortable. That is naturally also our assertion. Well, as you can observe, and that is the attractiveness of it, increasingly when it pertains to political VIPs are now additionally appearing in Munich. I believe one still has to fight hard for signs to get ministers in Berlin, both male and female. By now we can say that this is the case for many, and already at least for the Minister of the Environment, but I can gladly tell you more about it later, already in the schedule. And yes, so in that sense, various ministers from home and abroad, yes, so that's nice. In the meantime, the IWAD is also international, and it has its own designated minister.
Will Robert Habeck be there?
Robert Habeck to attend IWAD on second day of fair.
However, he is the economy minister. Additionally, we also need to briefly mention our environment minister here, right?
I thought he's the minister of economy and environment, right? Who's the minister of environment? Do we need to know now? Current minister of environment?
Ms. Lemke will be in attendance on December 1st, as she was last time. The fair will also be opened by Mr. Glauber, who is our Bavarian minister of the environment, just like before.
Okay. Learn something new, folks. Can you Google it? I know Mrs. Lemke now that you mentioned.
Other highlights at Trade Fair for Sewage Technology? Take us with you.
You have available time, correct?
We have time, plenty of time. Take us, highlights. Why come? Maybe some just arriving at the fair for the first time, hearing this now. Maybe at the Trade Fair for Sewage Tech. Want quick info. Where else should one go today if they are currently at the fair? Or what should one annotate with? Which topics and so on? Take us with you.
The IFAS consists of various parts. The exhibitors, what we bring with us, is naturally the focus. What are the new topics, the new trends? Not all companies have the ability to naturally look behind the scenes, as there are many new products that are being presented that we are not yet aware of. However, we observe this phenomenon repeatedly from one fair to another, indicating the presence of innovation cycles that are consistently progressing. What will definitely be great is our framework program, our event program. We will have different stages. Water is showcased on the blue stage, recycling is emphasized on the orange stage, and innovations are highlighted on the green stage. This signifies that corporations and novel formats will be positioned on a green stage. This will naturally be extremely exciting throughout the entire week. Additionally, since it is always crucial to demonstrate real-life best practice examples, we have what are known as spotlight areas. They are situated in the entrance on the west side of the DVDB, and the BWA will undertake a joint examination of water management in relation to digitalization as well as the provision of drinking water. This will be situated next to the well-known association stands of the two partners in close proximity. Of course, the competitions are also a very important component of the Volenberg. Don't forget, we have the University Challenge, we have the professional competitions of the BWA, Pipeline Construction Challenge, all taking place right next to the beer garden. So you can also acquire some nourishment and then witness your colleagues engage in their competitive events and showcase their skills. We have a really great startup area once again, so we observe a lot of activities taking place there, and it is truly wonderful and pleasant to see how many young companies dare to participate in an international Funkausstellung, IFA, desire to be a part of it, and exhibit new technologies. We will welcome approximately 60 startups once again, a large number of which are highly international. It is truly a remarkable event with an incredible atmosphere. And so this process continues consistently throughout the entire week with various political figures involved as well. I had already said the opening before Lemke will come. Mr. Habeck has announced his arrival for Tuesday. We are presently getting ready for Wednesday, a day dedicated to Europe. We are also in motion concerning Europe and Brussels. Many subjects are naturally also talked about with Europe. And a highly thrilling day, we are also eagerly anticipating Thursday. That will be the Day of Resilient Communities, together with the DVGB, the DBA. And with the VPU, we will put together a program for the municipalities and the resilience of tomorrow.
Before we delve deep into it, we need to clarify the basics beforehand. The program is good and all, but we still need to clarify 2 points. What does IFAD mean? And when is the trade fair for sewage technology happening? We need to announce that prior to the event so that individuals can come to that location.
That is always the desired question. What does IFAD actually stand for? 1966. Originated and currently represents unmatched global expertise in the field of sewage technology and wastewater management.
But now we are real sewage technicians here. Our podcast is really great.
Certainly, though, currently we have a plethora of topics, which has led to sewage becoming a broader and larger field of study. We began at the old fairground near the Theresienwiese, where the Oktoberfest occurs, and the fair has since relocated to Vienna. From the 13th of May until the 17th of May, that is, from Monday to Friday, it is advisable not to plan anything during this time period.
Or come and pay a visit to your place? Absolutely. I can make that happen for you without any problem. If today is Monday or Tuesday, we are planning a meet-and-greet event for the sewage talk at the fair on Wednesday. On 15th, maybe. Yep. You guys need to quickly Google where it will be. The time is not completely confirmed yet. But underneath the podcast, we will likely have it linked. So if you're listening now, you'll know what time you can meet us there. And somehow we will obtain a room arranged by you where perhaps we can meet for an hour's duration. If you're listening now, mark the 15th, maybe Google search, maybe decided by then, or see today, definitely in notes. And then just come by and we will definitely record a live podcast during the eDrive. Maybe we'll get the sound quality a bit better this time. We will see about that. Yes, now we have. You already have a bit. By the way, great monologue. Longer than Sasha always works.
That was impressive. And triggering Sasha a bit is also good sometimes. Now the topic, we do have a bit of an editorial plan.
We aim to provoke you a bit now, in order to provide you with a glimpse of what you can listen to on the road to IFAD. This will give you a taste of the diverse range of topics and perspectives that will be covered during the event. From insightful discussions on sustainable development to inspiring stories of change, the road to IFAD offers a unique opportunity to engage with experts and explore the latest trends in international development. As mentioned, we want to cover a different topic every week, and here we have a little editorial plan that is based on the 8 main themes of your fair. We all want to address that now, and of course I should motivate everyone to listen to each podcast and be excited about who is coming. Podcast, which you'll listen to on Feb 1, is definitely today, at least that's the plan, if today is not Feb 1. If so, then we made a mistake, we'll definitely manage that. Today's topic is the trade fair for sewage technology. Here we hear a little bit about what we have done. Then, for example, next week you will hear about adaptations to the consequences of climate change. Communication among stakeholders. We need to interview Mr. Petzl, who is currently unaware, to clarify. We'll fly there. Then it continues. I'll see this through. Or do we want to say something about each point? Or how do we want to do this? Do you want to comment, or should we proceed?
Up to you.
Simply take the plunge, and then we will proceed to discuss digitalization in the water industry. We want to do a little something. We want to interview the CEO of Siemens Energy, I believe, or of Siemens, the gentleman, it's not clear yet who it is here. Do we still need to consider that? Then we'll discuss. Enlarge it. Can't see. You don't see? Okay. Exactly. So then we will take care of the management of water and wastewater facilities, demand-oriented maintenance. We have considered interviewing Zei Shadampol from Hamburg Wasser. The interview is scheduled for the 22nd of March, at some point continuing with the World Water Day. We want to do something about water supply, reuse, and dealing with local water scarcity. So we have just mentioned here the Professor Doctor to conduct an interview with Haag. Then the topic is wastewater transport and treatment, fourth cleaning stage. We want to interview Svetlana. Then we considered that energy-efficient, sustainable water management is a subject. We would like to conduct an interview with Mr. Wuttke from Kiel. He is the chief of the sewage treatment plant there. Then we have water management, climate impacts, heavy rainfall, drought. That's Mr. Kuschenbecker. We have two more topics with no people to interview there. We need to think. They'll come later. It's about constructing water and wastewater treatment plants. Analysis, lab tech for water, machinery, plant engineering in water industry. Once set these topics. Did you personally witness yourself at that specific location, Philip?
I have confidence that these are precisely the topics that will also be discussed in the month of May. A lovely arrangement of flowers that also provides plenty of entertainment in various locations. Nice, nice, I am eagerly anticipating it. These are, I believe, good and important topics that acquire a completely different relevance and significance, particularly if we intend to address an episode in the English language.
We can also cater to English customers and those who are attending the fair in that location as well, where we simply say, we also want to give it another try. Sasha and Daniel have to practice specialized English for water and the environment, which they are currently studying in their master's program. So that fits perfectly in there. You are perfect in the material right now, and we want to see if we can manage to do one or two cross podcasts. We'll also look into that, so you can look forward to a lot with us. And if you're at the IFA today, you have a lot of great stuff to listen to tonight, so make sure to catch up and enjoy.
I have an additional question for Philip. I am aware that it previously existed, but I'm uncertain if there was the potential during the last occurrence. Is there an IFAD app or any other ways to stay organized? Can you maybe also address the visitors? I think many of those listening will also be visitors to the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology. Guide her more? I recall my first time at the Trade Fair for Sewage Tech, I was overwhelmed. During the second time, I experienced a lesser degree of being overwhelmingly, mercilessly overwhelmed. Say tools. In past, I didn't use app, but knew there was something.
Yes, so we definitely have an application once again. You should definitely download it so you do not get lost in all the abundance and multitude of options. For download enthusiasts, everything is included. Exhibitors, products, events, dates. It offers convenient filtering and allows users to plan their own schedule for the day. That is really beautiful. What is particularly helpful for orientation and is always gladly handed to birth visitors or experienced delivery visitors are our tours. We have solution tours that occur at the fair, which offer highly condensed assistance on a particular topic, where our partners provide information on the topic, and then you proceed to the companies and receive extremely explicit information on a specific topic. And you can deliver them live, but you can also deliver them digitally, so they will also be recorded in the app. That means you can imagine it a bit like being in a museum, and if you can't make it to the appointments, you will also be guided through the fair. And I think that's a very good help, where you can get a really good tour of the fair for about 1 to 1.5 hours. I can only suggest this to all for now.
I just performed a search for that on my Play Store. I am an individual who prefers and relies on Google for various purposes. That's why I Googled it and didn't Apple it. What do I need to search for to find the app? IFAT I did not find.
The IFAT reunion is scheduled to take place in the year 2024. Don't miss the IFAT reunion in 2024. Starts at 1 March in the Play Store. You will probably still...
Not yet, but when you hear this, anticipate it. Note it starting from 1. March accessible. Because now I haven't seen it yet. So if all of you are wondering if now the 1... March is done, you hear this, get the app. I'll jot it in my calendar now with a reminder.
Yes, you'll also find a link in the show notes here. From 1 in March, we'll then add that. For those who hear this in advance, we still need to wait. Else, click and download it.
Perhaps he should offer a sewage talk tour right along with that. Can we be booked for a large amount of money? Number. While we are discussing the topic of organizing things, it is genuinely fascinating to also explore certain aspects around it to a certain extent and gain further insights. For example, I can't imagine with how booked you are, if I listen to the podcast here and say, oh, I'd like to have a booth there, will I even get one? Are you fully booked already? Can one do that? What else do I need to plan around it? Book a hotel? Can I get there by train? What is the typical method individuals use to make reservations? Are there any available options remaining, and where can I obtain the tickets at a later time?
The inventory is actually getting heavy. I would say we have already booked 99% of our spaces. Luckily, we have a waiting list in numerous regions. We have received a great deal of positive feedback, so perhaps it is preferable to register early for the year 2026. Registration deadline is always 1 year prior to the IFA, so remember to consider it once more at that time. As a visitor, it's vital to book a hotel room once you know your dates. That's always the top priority. Indeed, we will additionally be providing a campsite for the very first time for individuals who possess a small camper or motorhome and are in need of a place to stay during their visit. That means you can also set up your accommodation right next to the fair if you are already equipped. Make sure to also take care of your arrival in a timely manner. We have once again partnered with Deutsche Bahn to offer an additional event ticket, in other words, a discounted train ticket, where you can easily access Munich with the ICE train. And whatever is also very crucial for those who might be flying, we also provide an airport shuttle service. So I think this is a truly excellent service, and the tickets and voucher codes, if you want to save a little something there, are best obtained through our associations and partners. We also consistently have voucher codes available for your guests and for other purposes through our website here on the tickets.
We have a question now. That's all well and good. These are the challenges on Love Super. So, what were your challenges at this moment? Or you certainly still have some. Take us behind the scenes for a brief period of time. How about you?
Yes, it's indeed a very intense phase. The exhibitors, you also have them on the other side, are now all intensely involved in their own preparations. We are currently right in the middle of the program. Who will be on which stage? Who arrives when? Our current task is to orchestrate and bring it all together, which is what we are currently working on. That is always a challenge, of course, that the right topics are brought together, because what we want and what is also our claim, the fair should be efficient, it should be a success for visitors, of course also for exhibitors, and we want to offer as many solutions as possible so that you can take away a lot in the shortest time possible. That's why we are naturally very intensively engaged in this fight. There are many live demonstrations that need to be prepared now, which will be brought to the fairground, so there are many logistical topics to consider. Over 3,000 companies to attend fair, so setup and logistics must be prepared, as not all will arrive simultaneously at fairground. And these are just a multitude of organizational things that we are presently looking into.
Provide me with an illustration. You will certainly have a situation now, which might have been brought to your attention, where you state, hey, this is one where I devise a solution in my mind and arrange things.
Yes, an instance is, for instance, a pleasant and well-constructed sentence when it comes to displays and showcases. We have companies that are presently transporting exhibits through Germany, through Europe. For instance, we are considering the option of locating a machine here on the fairground to be able to deliver it back rapidly with short distances. Because that's the beauty of IFA, that actual technology is still being exhibited. That there is really something tangible there, that the companies really bring their exhibits, their machines along. And naturally, this entails a bit more exertion in comparison to companies that, in quotation marks, concentrate more on networking and have larger donors.
This is currently a big help for us, you know, like when we provide a lot of assistance. I know, for example, that we always start setting up on Saturdays, which Unitechnics always does. But I also know that other companies start much earlier because they have huge booths. When does the setup start for you guys? On the 13th? The fair starts in May, so that's like Monday. And how much in advance do they start?
So the largest booths actually begin setting up 2 weeks in advance. And the majority of the companies start setting up approximately a week before. So approximately a week to 5 days prior to the event. It varies. Some prefer to have spring in Wetzlar finished, and then they are basically done. And a few people genuinely compensate both of us on the day that comes after Saturday in the city of Wetzlar.
Can you say what the 10 largest booths actually are? Or
5? 5. The 4 are also very similar in size. Of course, when you enter the A halls in the exhibition center, we have Uber, which is the largest booth in the hall. In the outdoor area, we have the waste collection vehicles and the construction manufacturers such as Zöller and Vaun that are several thousand SQM in size.
Yes, garbage trucks do. Vaun manufactures garbage trucks. This is not our main topic, but it's interesting how it all unfolds. Vaun
is, of course, also a relatively large booth. Invent is also always a very large booth. Certainly, one also observes in the booth the products that are being exhibited, which inherently have an influence on the booth size and the extensive recycling facilities. Trucks require additional space, such as pipes and pumps at this moment maybe, and it is evident in the booth sizes, which is a reasonable outcome. Hence, there are various sizes of products, and as they become more detailed, the trade fair hours necessitate a reduced amount of space.
Don't forget, the Berlin Waterworks also have a big booth for many operators. There's always a knife there. Feel free to visit and learn about an intriguing environmental employer. Where are they? Where is the Berlin Waterworks situated? Do you know what I found? No, I would have researched that prior. Is the program available yet? If Philip can do this by heart now, I'd be amazed.
Philip knows the booth number and hall where the Berliner Wasser will be by heart. Is there an operator hall there?
That's why the app exists. You input the search term?
We have it now, of course, we know it, but we're not telling you, so you download the app. Exactly. But Unitechnics is in Hall B3, booth 314. I know it by heart. Yes, you also got a tattoo. I always have the tattoos on my arm here. And since 2010, I always tattoo my first eDrive through. And those who want to see that have to join the eDrive. If this is not true, it must be checked on the eDrive. I will instruct Lisa to paint that. Lisa is skilled in painting and is the best choice for this task due to her expertise in this area.
Yes, that's a good idea. So we need to bring the listeners back in and maybe tell a few interesting stories from the trade fair for sewage technology. So I will just start and then everyone can briefly share what they associate with IFAD, what comes to mind for them. So not to forget, for all those interested, this is a huge beer garden. So if you want to experience a bit of Bavarian feeling, that's interesting for many people. And of course, there's always nice advertising that shows, here's what a beer garden looks like, and that's how Bavaria is. I always find that impressive, and what I find interesting is that with the tech and all, sewage tech is always interesting, but you also have a hall with trash cans. I always love telling this story because I found it so funny when I once strolled around there and you get a hall full of trash cans. And there are really so many unique show-offs there, from the penguin trash can to the regular bins you always see everywhere you go. Now we can go through the line and see what impressions and memories you still have of the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology.
I can report quite well on many impressions. Last time my children were there, I still possess photographs of Lisa and Max crawling around in the crawl space of the house we used to live in. That was amazing. I took her to the forge for an extra day. I drove home on Thursday and then drove back on Friday so my kids could watch Liefert for a day. I'll likely do it this time on Mon as it's better. On Free there wasn't as much happening. Otherwise, I can still remember the Sundays in the evenings during the expansion, when we still had the Green Tech Awards. Always thought it was great. There, one also met stars. Sadly, no longer. Is there a pre-evening event on Sunday? That would be a quick question from Philip. Anything on Sunday evening?
No, we no longer hold pre-events on Sundays. Basically, everyone sleeps in again, gets some extra sleep, goes to bed on time because the week usually turns out to be exhausting. That's why we have focused only on the EFAT weeks.
I can still cover the legendary evening events. Once, I had a week when the WinTech Awards were on Sunday, and on Friday, we were planning to go home. But then we decided to go to 089 again. You will have knowledge of it. And then I proceeded to 089 with two girlfriends and my closest buddy, who is my best friend. There we were at 5 a.m., spontaneously booked a hotel room on Friday, and stayed out until 5 a.m. on Friday, after the whole week of the trade fair. That was mind-blowing.
Wow. But respect, I'll tip my hat to that. On Friday, I don't look like I can go out and party now. Because you possess the energy from the day of Sunday.
The pictures are also there. They are not nice. I can still remember that, Renee, when you hear this. It was legendary. That was like that for me. Or when the police came in the evening while we were still opening manholes at the Blue Lagoon outside. In the evening, at the hotel. Now please listen carefully to what I'm about to say.
Learn about this story at the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology. Exclusive in the personal. Yep, exclusive content at Sewage Tech Fair. Off to Blue Lagoon.
We'll inform. Now we'll review Stanley. But not for public. But police were there.
Okay.
Ask another question. In general, I had the question again. Philip, as you said, after EFAT week, you appear less fresh. What does a typical day look like for you? Tuesday doesn't even come close to Monday. This one might be a bit extraordinary again, because a few adjustments still need to be made. But how does Tuesday look?
So, Tuesdays basically look like this. In fact, the days all look almost the same. We always have a morning briefing at 8 a.m., where we gather all relevant departments. From the management, from my team, from the project management, we handle traffic, technology, IT, and also examine what occurred yesterday. Are there any topics that we need to readjust? Has anything been noticeable? What are the visitor flows, the behavior? Simply that they are all picked up? Are there any topics that we need to discuss? Yes. And the fair actually starts at 9 o'clock, and then there are appointments, events, and greetings all day long. Then you really have a schedule from morning till evening. And in the evening, of course, there are also events added to the schedule. Be it now here on the fairground. On the first day, we have our state reception at the residence where we will be invited. All exhibitors are also invited. We have the Bavarian evening on Tuesday, where we will be at Löwenbräu.
So if you want to meet up, we are also available here. Bavarian evening is highly recommended. I have always been there for ages. If you've never been there, it's highly recommended. You have to register it. But usually the companies have booked a booth or a table then. Or if you're a young DWA, you can try to get in there at young DWA, then just inquire with them. Most of the time, they still have one or two tickets. If you have time, Tuesday evening, Bavarian evening, sensational. At the Löwenbräukeller, absolutely recommended. That's truly Bavarian folklore. The last time was with those weird whips, where they were whipped into the air. No idea what that was supposed to be. But for those who want to experience Bavarian vibes, beer gardens, pretzels, and liters of beer, along with Bavarian music, dancing, and lots of fun, that's the place to be. Is it likely that it will be there in the evening?
Certainly, and the whips, darling, that you are referring to, those are the Gorse's crackers. I perceive six horrified eyes. Indeed, they are known as Gorse's Schnalzer creatures in their native language. And it's really a great evening. Tickets are always sold out, so there are over 1,000 people in Löwenbräukeller, and it's really a great evening. And affirmative, I am not.
So, who is in for that? We are doing it exclusively at present, Daniel, correct? Whoever... First five who contact us will take them, Daniel and I. The first five people who message us after listening to the podcast, who message us on Instagram, we will take them with us.
Good evening. How are you doing this fine night?
Because you just knew what the deal with the whips was, Philip, I just wanted to ask, where are you originally from?
In actual fact, I am a native of Munich. Furthermore, I was born in a hospital that is situated next to the Theresienwiese. That's always my excuse when I end up going to Oktoberfest on the Wiesn and maybe have a beer or two, that it's all just because of my birthplace. I was born in Munich.
Yes, individuals, we have been engaged in conversation for approximately 3/4 of an hour once again, just like we did in our previous interactions. I hope we have given you a bit. Taken along. Piqued my curiosity. We hope we have also piqued your curiosity for the upcoming episodes of the Sewage Talk. Every week, Road to IFAD. There is also a logo for it. Philip, we need to send you the proposal today. You have to say that's how we do it. You will also find this under the podcast. And of course, we look forward to your feedback even after the episodes, so to speak. And subscribe to the whole thing and tell your people so that we become even more well known here. Be a friend, tell a friend, as they say. If you like it, leave a subscription, turn on the bell. What else needs to be done? No idea. Like subscribe, post. If you don't like it, just pretend you didn't hear it.
And we are still in close contact with Philip, so if any questions come up or anything, feel free to ask. We can answer them later because we are constantly staying updated on the IFA topic. And then we can certainly research that afterwards, but we do not make hotel bookings. No, for support.
For the next but one aid. I have one more thing, Philip. I have a few more questions. And again, before we discuss social media, is there anywhere people can follow you? Can we add any content to the show notes section?
Feel free to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, or anywhere you like. You won't miss anything. So we all keep each other updated. We have a newsletter and a visitor newsletter. Feel free to follow and don't miss out.
So be digital, share, subscribe, like. That is the future, ladies and gentlemen, my friends.
You can find everything in the show notes. So, for those who want to stay tuned, I have prepared a few more questions for Philip. And now, the first question, Philip. Currently, you have been completely engaged in ski trip events up until this point. With the expertise you have gained and developed over the course of the past few decades, which specific topic related to sewage water would you like to explain in detail?
That is a nice question. I am, of course, not an engineer, not an expert. One learns, so to speak, one works oneself in, which is for me such an aha moment of realization. And when you tell friends, what do you do then? Yes, Munich Trade Fair, I am the organizer. IFAD, few know it. Out with sewage, drinking water, waste, etc. But these days, I really enjoy telling people that when you drive by a sewage treatment plant, I have discovered that they need a tremendous amount of energy. The topic of energy efficiency and how it is addressed in municipalities and smaller towns in relation to energy and sewage treatment plants. This is something I always like to tell along, where it's like, well, water runs through there and it gets filtered like that and then it comes out clean at the back. I always like to pass that on. It is super important for small cities, big cities, energy supply, what's happening there, what are those towers there, V-towers, as I have also learned. This is how one learns and familiarizes oneself with the topics while working.
A good example, by the way, of transitioning to my next question. Your hobbies? Friends who know about them?
I actually spend a substantial amount of time in the mountains. Currently engaging in skiing, even when it is not feasible, I have also been doing a lot of hiking, and indeed for a very, very long time and still accompanies me, the hobby of marksmanship. I am a player who is actively involved in the game of football.
That suits you, honestly. No kidding. That totally suits you. I don't know. I have seen this referee on Instagram more often now, who recorded himself deciding on things and so on. Found it exciting. Did you see it too? Reminded of you as they look like you. That's not you, is it? Ref, what was his name? Was it Ref Toby or what?
I'm unsure.
I am not a referee influencer.
But what is the best game that you have ever officiated, so to speak?
At least mine. I once had the opportunity to be on the sidelines at a game at the 1860 Grünwalder Stadium with 5,000 spectators. prep match, almost full venue, large crowd present.
Awesome.
That was a preparation game, and we had an almost entirely sold-out stadium with a high attendance rate from enthusiastic spectators.
You're really the type for it. If you say it now, it fits perfectly. Wait a minute, of course. There's still a question on everyone's mind who hears this. You know that. He must say neutrally. He can't say he's a fan. Then let's guess. He doesn't say what kind of fan he is. Sasha, your view? What fan is Philip? Munich person must be a fan of blue team?
Nope. Bayern Munich. FC Bayern Munich. What team should one support? Munich locals blue, surrounded by red? I'd say you're a blue.
I could tell that to those who come to your table. Then we can take over. Yes, exactly. Ah, whoever knows attends Bavarian evening, for one my heart beats for. Shall we do it? Hey, that is really good.
But I want to know now. We'll have to find out then. I also say 1860.
However, at present, we would also like to extend an invitation to the players from Bayern. When they become aware that we will be present on the 15th of May in the evening, we will have a Unitechnik stand. They will participate fully in the event.
I would like to tell an anecdote. I am proud of it. My father-in-law is 81, and Franz Beckenbauer has just been buried. Last week. And he was indeed a great one. And my father-in-law was in his locksmith shop in Mötzingen near Stuttgart. I walk in and he is with his buddy, and they're welding something there. Yes, we're working for Emperor Franz. We're currently preparing here for his funeral. Have you maybe seen the funeral? There was this wreath, this red wreath on the stage. The bracket below, welded by my father-in-law at the workshop the other day. I was extremely proud of that. For Franz. Really great, really classy. He had 3 days to do it, and he managed to do it within that time, accomplished it, and so on. Totally modest and top. I am totally proud. Horst, you may not hear this because you don't listen to podcasts, but I'm proud of you. If you're also proud of Horst, check out Instagram profiles Horst Fries Schmied, Kunstschmied Horst Fries, and give him a shout out and a like. Superb. Yes, I simply desired to convey a brief message.
Emperor Franz? I also know Horst. I thought that was crazy. I am proud of you, Horst.
Me too.
Which evening events? Sorry, now we were talking about a Bavarian evening. Which evening events do you recommend?
Wow, so like...
On any? After a day at the Intel Trade Fair for Envirotech? Tired and thinking, okay, now I'll rest? Or do you say, hey, keep the party, stay awake for 5 days?
Song name? Similar, yes. One released in the evening, also pleasant and in a different atmosphere, visiting exhibitors. Many also have booth parties, and then the guests stop by again. Of course, one should make sure not to overdo it so that one is awake early the next morning, because that's when the big round, as I mentioned, takes place. One should be quite awake by then. Actually, I find it challenging to articulate something specific because there are numerous celebrations and events in the evenings that you can actually stroll around the grounds quite a bit. I don't know, any evening events going on?
Maybe we can quickly say where to meet if you're going to the Sewage Tech Trade Fair. We'll be there Sunday to Friday. Daniel, are you too? Unsure about Sasha? Maybe he'll mention it soon. Find us at the booth for sure. This is our company, where we are naturally present in Hall B3. One of the exhibition halls. Otherwise, for evening events, we'll be at the Bavarian evening on Tuesday, and you'll be there too. First five, email us, get in. Then on WED, I think we're having our booth party, Inkle a meet and greet from the sewage talk. In the notes, you'll find its location. Else, Unitechnics has its evening party. But in the evenings, we have a table where we meet. If you'd like to join us for a beer, feel free. On Thursday, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the DWA is having their trade fair party there. Definitely recommended. Be there. You snooze, you lose. Thursday evening is usually more or less the conclusion of the fair. Friday is nothing. If you arrive in Munich on Sunday evening, we'll go over after setting up, have a beer, and enjoy ourselves. Bavarian parlors, as in hotel, were always opposite each other. It was relaxed, we still have a little beer. If you're there, come by, write to us. We appreciate every fan who contacts us in any way. Absolutely top-notch. Maybe I'll also go to the state beginning. Are we invited? Can we go, Philip, or do we need to register?
All exhibitors invited.
Then maybe we should also explore that. Yeah, okay. All right, let's do it.
Sasha, and now it's your turn. When are you going to the fair? I still need to check for available dates, but now I've realized all I need to do is get myself a camper van. Then I am able to stand on the premises. Do you find that which...
Do you possess that specific item in your possession?
Sure.
Motorhome at fair?
Are you serious now?
You can.
Yes, we have set up a campsite now. There will be a campground right next to the fairground in the east, where you can park with your motorhome, camper, or converted van.
Can I still get a booth there now if I shout at you now? I still need a camping spot. Do we have to book it already? Is it full then?
Yes, that can be booked, reserved, and has been added to our website.
Good, thanks again. For those interested who can't get a hotel room, great info by the way. If you haven't booked a hotel, you probably have difficulties. Just book a big camper to Firth. Also, envision a parking lot. And yes, if you're there on Sunday, we will bring a case of beer. All right?
That will generate a prevailing festival atmosphere, evoking a sense of excitement and joy. Cool. One more question. One more, Philip.
What's your music taste?
Well, I derive pleasure from listening to electronic music.
I am someone who already possesses a cool vibe during the summer and also derives enjoyment from listening to electronic DJ music while at the beach. I'm getting closer and closer, but I can also, and this is sometimes a bit scary, sing along to many old hit songs. So when it comes to skiing, I'm not the most terrifying either, especially when it comes to singing.
Just FYI, on Sun, I'm heading to Kitzbühel. Rehau Ski Seminar, highly recommended. Yes, I will be invited. Wednesday, Sunday to Tuesday now. So it's already over by the time you hear this, but I'm curious.
Okay. Guys, then thanks. We've been going for about an hour. Sasha, anything else before Philip's final words?
I am glad that the listeners will have the opportunity to inform themselves so thoroughly about the IFA in advance, and also have heard such interesting anecdotes. At this moment, I have an additional inquiry for Philip prior to wrapping up, and I am hopeful that we will have the opportunity to meet you at the IFAT event. We will find a way to figure it out somehow. But if you are currently the trade fair chief of Munich at IFAT, does that mean you have the permission to participate in other trade fairs around the world? Will you have the pleasure of taking a look there as well? Because there are branches all over the world in the end. So you have this advantage when you get invited.
Exactly. So we also have a team here in Munich that arranges the international trade fairs. This also lets you help colleagues on site. I've been to the International Trade Fair for Sewage Technology in India, spent 3 months in Brazil, and supported colleagues there on site as well. A span of 3 months, which equals 90 days.
If the trade fair only takes place here in Munich every 2 years, then of course one can also go to Brazil for 3 months.
That's perfect. Now the anecdote promises something with the beach and warm weather and stuff.
A duration of 3 months. Consequently, this is the...
All will apply to work with you. If you work at Munich Trade Fair, you'll spend 3 months on the beach in SP. For Sasha, this is the highlight. There's no beach. You weren't listening. There's no beach in Sao Paulo. There is the beach. That is what they always see. Beach, chilling, and so on and so forth, etc.
Okay. Philip, do you have anything else that we forgot to ask or that you would like to share?
I'm glad that you are accompanying us, that we have a beautiful project here. That's going to be really cool. And then come by, the ride will be really great. That's going to be an amazing fair. We have really great topics. I'm just happy. Nice to have you here.
Klaus, do you have any final words? The water always flows downhill, people.